Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, I'm ready now. How about you?
Hell yeah, dude.
A little snafu, but we got through it.
Nobody would know unless we might have some stuff cooking. And then people would know when we fuck some shit up live.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they would.
That'd be a good time for all.
Yeah. Definitely something interesting we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't quite know how to execute yet. I don't think. Do you know?
I think we have to work through how it's going to happen. I think we have some... we could test it out with some other people before we commit to the public, the general public.
Yeah, well, I guess we can tell... If we tell them straight off the bat here, that way they hear right at the beginning to join our Discord, right?
Yeah, sure. Because they hear the link on air, then we'll share it eventually somewhere else.
Are we going to give the link out on the podcast?
Sure, why not? Then we'll just...
Because I don't know how to do it.
Oh. And then like discord.gg/onomatopoeia.
I mean, can't you just go to Discord and then
search? Can you? Can you just search for a server? See, man, look at us. Discord noobs. Fucking clueless.
I just went to their website to see, and I can't. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I think a link is required. So, from the recording of this, we can have an open channel. Is that what they're called? See, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
We'll get it figured out eventually here.
But anyway, so we can just have like a listener channel. And the big goal is to have a patrons-only channel or category. I think it's a channel. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Words. But anyway, that one would be exclusive to the patrons. And then in there, our big plan, I mean, I guess we're this far, may as well say it, is once a month with the patrons to do a live show, probably a live recording of an SCP episode. Each of us pick an SCP, go to town, but not record the people in the Discord. We'll just react to what they're saying. I mean, that's what we're thinking right now, probably.
Yeah, similar to like if you've ever joined a live stream on YouTube or Twitch, you're watching them and they're recording it all and you're just sending messages to them. So like if you've ever watched one after the fact, you don't usually see the messages, but you hear them react to it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll be able to come in and hear it real time for just $5 a month. I think that was our plan, right?
Yeah, so it'll be more benefits for those that are already $5.
Right.
And then whoever else throws the $5 a month and then come on in and party. How about that?
And is the plan to do this video, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we talked about is okay, even just have maybe. Because then there'd be like a just if there's more than a few people that it would be just pure chaos.
Well, can't they can watch our video but not be on video themselves, can't they?
Yeah. But if somebody wants to do full-on video and audio, we'll just have them in our heads while we're recording.
Can we, I don't know, see, like we said, we don't know the full ins and outs of what we're going to do yet, or like how we're going to make it work, but.
Yeah. I think we're going to test it with some others first.
Yeah, to make sure it works and to make sure that they can't come in and fuck things up.
Right, right.
While we're doing things and...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it'll be a good time.
I think so. What are you drinking?
I got something I have never had before. Well, I say that. I had it the other day. I sent it to you. It's by Flying Dog. It's called Culture King Imperial Hazy IPA. Mm. And this bad boy's a 10%er, buddy.
Hey, hey, hey. But you said it doesn't taste like.
No, it doesn't. It's and we were talking like they must have figured this out or something.
Yeah,
unless back in the day, you know, they used to be very alcohol tasting.
Yeah, it was way beyond beer, unless we're just getting, you know, unless our taste buds are changing and we're getting a tolerance to that.
Maybe. Yeah, we do drink a lot of beer now. It says, you may not have been born into royalty, but this big imperial hazy will leave you feeling like a king. With a smooth drinking 10% ABV, you'll be holding court in no time, blessing us mere peasants with every hot take about millennials and boomers that pops into your head. Long live the culture king.
That's freaking hilarious. I think they're speaking to us directly.
I think you're right. Well, what about you? What do you have?
I think I sent it to you, a picture of it. We didn't really talk about it, though. Ooh. Rusty Rails Reckoner. It's an Imperial Hazy IPA.
Oh, yeah, you did send me that.
I mean, the can looks cool as shit.
It looks badass, dude.
It's just this dude who's in this armor that is stylized as like a hops. With lightning behind him. He's got these horns, devil horns in his armor. Fucking badass. And it's pretty good, too. But there's no kind of description. Sorry.
It's okay. Make one up yourself after your first drink.
Oh.
Now make it up.
This Imperial Hazy IPA.
I put you right on the spot, huh?
A little improv. I can probably figure it out. I've read enough of these things.
Well.
What? Who?
I said well, not will.
Oh. All right.
I'm just going to tell you what's going on here.
What's going on here?
What, or did you have something you... I mean, I was just going to get right into the episode.
Oh. Well, I want your reaction on this thing. Real quick.
Okay.
Do you have a web browser up? Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird. That's real easy to remember.
My keyboard is so loud.
It really is. Is it one of those mechanical ones?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right.
There it is. It's a whole other merch store that started putting together.
Looks good, man. Look at that.
Now there's a... Where? Damn thing.
Oh, I might have to get me one of these. The Bring on a Weird podcast logo credit card bottle opener.
I put a couple more products on earlier today, but they are not posted yet on here as of right now. But I want to get them eventually. They are frosted mugs with the logo or 16-ounce tumbler glass cups with the logo.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, the frosted mugs. Fucking all about that. And they're super good quality, too, because I went down a bunch of ratings. Before I decided I wanted to do this, I went to other stores on Zazzle and looked at the ratings, and people were like, it looks like it was made specifically for this image.
Oh, nice.
And it's not just some sticker slapped on the outside that's going to melt away in the freezer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You have to give me one of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I typically don't go into a mug with my beer, but I might have to in that case.
No, you could get just the tumblers. Just throw away all your glasses you have now. Get rid of them all. Just get the Bring on the Weird stuff.
You're right, I should.
So I'm going to start throwing up all the different designs we've done on all the things here. Like there's a flash drive, a notebook, a bunch of water bottles.
Yeah, I saw the flash drive. I could use that. I'm starting to run out of memory here on my computer, man.
They're a little bit expensive on here. I think it's $24 for, what is it, 16 gigs.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a little much. For 128 gigs, it is...
$100.
Yeah.
$102 for 128 gigs. Right, and what the fuck are they doing here?
That's not worth it. Because it's the logo would be as big as your thumbnail.
Yeah. Because it's a thumb drive. Wow.
Is that why?
That must be why.
You want 500 of them? $51,000.
Okay. Who the fuck? Why did you even look that up? Just curious or what?
Yeah.
I like how everything on this site is in white or like silver, except the hoodie is a blue or a black. You know, the beaming up hoodie?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else is white with the black logo, except for that. It's just it's funny. T-shirts aren't bad, though. That price isn't bad for a T-shirt. $17.
I think what's happening is Zazzle does so much themselves, and then they sub out other things, like the mugs and the glasses. I think they sub out to somebody else. And then, you know, they're their go-between from... They just happen to be the store to bring all the stores together.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So they get a cut, and the other guy gets a cut. But there we go. Zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird.
Yep, and Zazzle is Zazzle, if anyone's wondering. I wasn't sure at first if it was two Z's or one Z, but now you know.
And I was looking at the stickers on here. It might be a good idea to go through here for single run stickers or just a handful of stickers as opposed to a pile of them at one time, because there are $2.15 each on Zazzle.
I didn't even see stickers.
I don't know. That must not be in the store yet. It said it was supposed to be in the store within a day.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
I just did it today, so.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
Wait. Maybe that's it. Yeah. $2.15 for the green alien head.
So one-off stickers would be $2.15. Some kind of.
Well, actually, it would be more, because this is 15% off right now with code ZazzJuneGifts.
Is that what the $2.15 is?
Whatever the fuck it's a. Is it already... I guess it's $2.15 after the 15.
Oh. Yeah.
Good lord, you can get an 8x8 sticker, dude. An 8x8 sticker is only $8.25.
Damn.
That's dedication to the podcast right there, brother.
I'm dedicated.
8x8, that motherfucker will fill up the whole like front of your laptop.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet, dude.
I'm kind of thinking if the stickers stay at the $2.15 and that range doesn't go up too much without the sale, it might not be a bad idea to get a handful for when we've only got a handful of patrons. We can give them the alien sticker. Like, if they're paying us $5 per month, thinking we could do something per month for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are. They're getting ad-free episodes, they're getting it early, and they're going to get live shows.
True. True. They're coming. So, maybe we'll tick it up a box for monthly stickers if we're going to do something like that. We'll see. That's still a brainstorm. That's not a thing yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of our ideas are brainstorm ideas right now. We don't
pipe dreams.
We have so many ideas, we just don't know how to fully execute them yet.
Don't even know where to begin.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Maybe. All right. That was my spiel. On with the show.
All right. So this way back in September of 1994. 62 kids witnessed something amazing.
What? Okay.
They were at the Ariel Primary School in Rua, Zimbabwe, and they were having recess when they started to notice multiple hovering objects.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So they all ran to the teachers and staff. They said, they were in a panic, screaming. They said, there's spaceships near the school. But they didn't just see spaceships, Will. They saw little men as well.
What?
You know how kids can make up shit, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Like a small group, like you and four or five of your friends could make this up and say, hey, just stick with this story. This is 62 fucking kids all telling basically the same story here.
Yeah, that would take some convincing. You can't just... Somebody's going to be giggling their ass off and be like, you know, this is a bunch of horseshit.
Yeah. Dude.
But if you can convince 60-some others of the same story...
Yeah, you're going to have a Chad out there saying, like, yeah, I went out and I fought the alien. I saw him, I fought him. So, well, all right, so, you know, that's just a quick rundown of what happened. So let me set the scene here. So the kids, they went out and they were having recess, and the teachers, they scheduled a meeting at this time. So they were like, all right, when the kids go out for recess, we'll have a meeting. They had one chaperone watching the kids. I mean, you don't think anything's going to happen. Just what one, I don't know. But still, it's a 1 to 62 ratio. That's not very good odds. You know?
No.
You're outnumbered there. If there's a mutiny, you're done.
Dude, here is like, I think it's 5. If it's infants, it's 5. But I'm pretty sure 10 and up in like a babysitting or a daycare situation, I think if they're 5 years old, it's only 10 per person. I think is what it is. Fucking 60. Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, you should know. You'd have a better idea than I would.
I don't know, dude. The way you've been talking lately with the hood kids.
No. I meant because your wife's a teacher. You would.
Oh, yeah.
You would have a better idea of it than me.
Yeah, those kinds of rules. Yeah, because one person, I think it may even be 3 for an infant. Like, you can take care of 3 at one shot, and then it kind of ticks up from there. They get a little bit older, they're slightly more independent, but unless you have a teaching degree and it's a school environment, I think it maxes out at 10 per person. Like, if you just start a daycare by yourself, you're just some dude starting a daycare. Hey, man, equal opportunity, whatever,
yeah,
any daycare.
Yeah, I'm not going to bash you. Trying to help, help the kids.
10. I think it maxes out at 10 per person. If you don't have any kind of degree, you know, you got your criminal background and all that.
You got a criminal background?
Criminal background. It's a check to make sure you don't got a criminal behind you.
I thought you meant you have a criminal background and you can have a 1 to 10 ratio at your daddy daycare. That sounds like they're not doing a very good job checking up on people here.
He's a registered car thief. They're fine. They don't want kids. They're stealing cars. They don't want kids, so they're fine.
When you come to drop the kid off, then he just fucking carjacks you. Give me the car.
Keep the kid.
There's juice boxes in the fridge, you motherfuckers. But they're not. They're off brand. They're not good. They're not high C. They're Sam's Club. And they're about to expire.
No.
Mm-hmm. Suck on that juice box, motherfucker.
It's wine. Now.
Ooh, that would be nice if it worked that way, right? Just let your juice boxes expire and now you got wine. Cheap wine.
Real cheap. It doesn't work that way. Why doesn't it work that way? There's something else involved in that situation.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe. We're not chemists, so there's more to that process than we're letting on.
Rotten juicy juice does not equal wine.
No, it might equal a stomach ache.
And a couple days of poops.
Maybe so. Death. I doubt it. But. So they're out here with this, there's like some parent or whatever who's running like a concession stand or some shit. They're out there with this person. I don't know. It's something weird. And several other kids, they started to notice this huge silver disc in the sky. And then they also started to see these smaller objects that they're flying with or around the larger one. So it's almost like it almost sounds like a mothership and then like little fucking, I don't know, like little drone thing.
Baby ships.
Yeah.
Little duckling ships.
That's what it is. It's a goose and the babies, you know.
Big ass silver goose.
So the schoolyard gets quiet. And if you ever been around a schoolyard, you know that's fucking abnormal for recess.
Yeah.
So all these kids are just like, what the fuck? You know, just amazed by it.
Yeah, if that's a reaction, then, dude, something is up.
Yeah, it's not normal for an entire schoolyard to just get quiet. So it almost lends credence to they saw something.
Yep. Wakanda letting loose.
Rua. Oh.
Rua.
Never mind. I get what you're saying.
Wakanda is a fictional place in Africa in the Marvel universe.
Some people don't know it's fictional.
I know.
That's so crazy. It's because they don't know their geography. I'm not very good at geography yet either. Like, I don't know. Is Egypt in Australia? I don't fucking know. But
Australia's
I know
Australia's not there.
Oh, that's right. See? Told you I'm not good with it. So I mean, but I do know Wakanda is not real.
No, Wakanda's not. And what was it in Coming to America? Zamunda.
That's not real?
Zamunda is not real.
It must be why I couldn't find tickets to it. I was looking for tickets. I was going to fly there, but I couldn't find any tickets. It must make sense. I mean, that makes sense now.
Right. But it was funny, and it wasn't in the movie itself when we watched it, but it was in the trailer. There was a scene that they had in the trailer. I would love to have it. I really should have been in the movie, damn it. But in the trailer, somebody was saying, no, they went through, pretty sure the scene was, they were in New York, and since it was just people from Africa, the people on the street were like, Wakanda forever, Wakanda forever, in the movie. That's what they were saying in the movie as script. And then I think Eddie Murphy's character was, Wakanda's fake. There's no Wakanda. But the joke is, there's no Zamunda either.
Are you talking
where he's from?
Are you talking about the new Coming to America? Coming the number two America?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, man. I'll have to check it out, yeah.
Well, in the trailer that has it seen where they're just walking down the street in New York, Wakanda forever, Wakanda forever. And they're like, Wakanda's not real. But the joke is Zamunda's not real either.
That's funny.
Anyway, 60-some kids staring at the silver disc.
Yeah, so the large main craft, it passes overhead, and it appears to land in this, just on the other side of a fence, the schoolyard fence. It's by a hill. Now, that area was part of the schoolyard or whatever, but it was off limits, because I guess they were doing some clearing out. So they must, I don't know if they had large equipment there or if they just didn't want the kids over there or what.
Government experiments.
Maybe. Yeah, that's why the aliens landed.
Well, see? Sucking them in.
But as kids do, that you know, they all ran to the fence to get a better look. And, you know, they're like, move, I can't see, move. And they're like peeking over the fence, like trying to see this fucking thing.
Climbing on each other.
So they're, you know, they're standing there trying to see it. And then all of a sudden this craft starts to open up. And then they later describe this being that emerged. It was a short, roughly 3-foot-tall man who was extremely thin with long black hair and very large black eyes. And all I can think is the fucking girl from The Ring, and it freaks me the fuck out, dude.
You said large eyes, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, I didn't picture her. You're saying large eyes, 3-foot-tall? That's it, 3 feet tall?
3 feet tall, yeah.
And just skinny with long black hair. That's the weirdest image. I'm thinking like crazy giant alien eyes.
Yeah, what was it, Johnny Depp?
Edward Scissorhands?
Ooh.
He's not 3 feet.
No, but Johnny Depp's short, right?
Is he?
I don't know. I thought he was.
I don't think he's quite 3 feet.
No.
Maybe a couple more than that.
There's like a skinny Danny DeVito. With hair. So not like Danny DeVito at all. I was just making a short joke. And that's what I came up with.
It's like Larry the Cable Guy. My wife looks like my sister, but with a different face.
Yeesh. So this, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's the joke. Like, you got to think about it for a second. Like, looks like my sister.
Yeah, like.
His sister looks nothing like his wife then.
Maybe the body. Maybe he's talking about, that's gross.
Oh boy.
You know, you got my sister's body. You want to go on a date?
You look like my sister with a different face.
Can I take you for a coffee? You got her ass.
Jeez.
I know.
Alabama.
Yeehaw.
It was the memes.
So this being, entity, whatever the fuck it is, starts to walk towards the fence where the kids stood. But then he suddenly just stopped. It almost like... like, he got out, and he started walking around, and then he's like, oh, fucking human kids, fuck.
No, damn it. You weren't supposed to be here.
In his earpiece, he's like, you are not supposed to be spotted. You have been spotted. Freeze. Please freeze.
They won't see you if you don't move.
Play dead. So, yeah, so this, he gets out, he stops. I don't know if he did notice the kids, or if... he didn't, or like, I don't know if that was part of his plan. Maybe his plan was to come a little closer, because maybe he's got to be in a certain distance to do his mind fuck that he does to these kids.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, at the same time, there was a being on top of the craft. Like...
What?
So...
It was like a submarine for the sky?
Yeah, see...
What's going on?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know if the opening is at the top. So, when it first said it opened up, my thought was, like, Mars Attacks. You know what I mean? Like, it lands, the fucking thing comes down, and it goes, meep, 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 meep. Like, nah, nah, nah.
Just the glass dome opens up, and he jumps out of his bubble.
Yeah. So, that was my first thought. So, I don't know where this thing opens up at, but there was a being on the ground, and there was one on top. And they make, this is in quotes, direct eye contact. I'm not sure why that's in quotes. I guess somebody must have said it. With the children for several moments. And I don't know how long several moments is, but that's all it said. Several moments.
More than three? Less than 10.
Three what? Minutes? Hours? Seconds?
Moments.
Oh.
Damn it.
Oh. So after the eye contact, after these moments of eye contact stopped, the being turned and went back to the craft, and it vanished along with the other ones.
Oh, we've been spotted. Go, 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 go.
Now, I'm also a little confused by this, too. I don't know if it literally vanished or if it was like took off like a bat out of hell, you know?
Okay, yeah. So... That would probably result in a couple of different reactions. If it just, like, winked out of existence, or it zipped away real damn fast.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, when all these reports say something vanished, you got to question what it means. You know what I mean?
Right. How do you interpret that?
If it takes off really fast, you could be like, it just vanished. Or it could just blink out of existence... It vanished.
Yeah, right.
But I think they're two very different exits. You know what I mean? Like, if it literally, like, blinks out of existence.
Yeah.
Interdimensional is my guess.
Ooh.
If it takes off like a bat out of hell, probably extraterrestrial or some. I think they're two very different things.
That's a good way of thinking about it. I like your thinking on that. Because if they just vanished... like winked out of existence, then it's like we come together with a different universe for those several moments.
Ooh.
However many those are. And then separated. Like they were there, and then they weren't. But if they zipped in through the atmosphere, did their stuff, and be like, oh shit, you guys scared the shit out of me. We gotta go. And then zip back out as a blur.
Hit the afterburners.
Zoom. Right. But then, what happened after that? Zimbabwe got fucking crazy.
Apparently, this area has a lot of legends about demons and evil entities. Oh, shit. So, the younger kids... Now, it's a primary school, which is elementary school, I believe, here in the States.
So, up to, like, 10 years old. Five to 10s.
They might not even have a middle school, because I know some countries don't have middle school. It's primary, secondary, like secondary is like maybe part of middle and high.
Okay.
And then university or college or whatever. So, but yeah, it's younger kids, but the youngest of the group, they darted off crying. They're like, okay, we just witnessed something sinister. You know, my mom's always talking about demons and evil things. This seemed evil. I've never seen anything like it. It's got to be a demon because that didn't look like no
monster.
Jesus Christ to me, you know.
Monster, run away. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. But the older kids, however, they experienced telepathic communication with the one that was on the ground. And also, apparently many of them, quote unquote, knew what they had seen. I don't know if it was a telepathic message that they knew what these beings were and where they were from. Well, maybe not where they were from, but they knew what they're witnessing. But it seemed like they weren't afraid, the older kids.
Interesting.
But it also seemed like they're the only ones who got the message, the telepathic message. So, you know, you see something you don't understand, you run around, run away screaming. But then the older kids, they're like, I understand this, and I'm not afraid.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like an authoritative figure, but not.
Right.
So, hold on. If that means if they are in you said it's 1994.
Yes.
Roughly 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They would be 10 and under. You know, let's just say 10. So that means they were born in 1984. That means they're only 2 years younger than me and only, what, 2 or 3 years younger than you.
Right.
Or older than you, that is. Yeah, around our age, 60-some kids then, adults now, around our age. I don't know if this is coming up, but have they been talked to in recent times?
Yeah, so I don't have, there's YouTube videos of it. I don't have a lot in my notes on it. Actually, I don't think I have anything in my notes on that. But yeah, they've talked since. And I think a group of them they get together occasionally. I don't know if it's a yearly thing or whatever, but they'll go back to the school where they saw this shit and just kind of, you know, talk to each other and say, oh, well, you know, hey, how you been? Like, how's everything going? Remember
Mind
that?
Meld.
Yeah, you remember that shit? That was crazy, huh? Yeah. Wow. And then.
Just a bad dream, man. We gotta go.
Not for them, man. For them, this was the real deal, buddy.
Man. They go mind meld. They go send communications back to the mothership.
Yeah.
Now that they've been touched. Mentally, not physically. Come on.
No, you don't know what was going on in that school. You can't say that.
Care Bears mind rape, not aliens.
Whoa. Okay. With that, you want to take a break?
All right, I suppose.
Okay.
Were you there with the Zimbabweans when they sent it?
I was.
Can you tell me when they sent it?
Yeah. September of 1994.
Was it fall for here, but
that's
Zimbabwe, southern hemisphere?
It's got to be, right?
Does Africa get cold at all? South Africa. And they have seasons.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Africa.
It's over there. I got to worry about it. It's over there.
All I know is Toto blessed the rains down in Africa.
Yes, they did.
I love that song. It's not even my kind of music, but I fucking love that song.
It just sounds glorious, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just like makes you happy.
Bless me. My oldest daughter hates it.
Oh, okay. You got to get rid of her.
That's fine. A couple months. Hold on. She graduates soon, man.
I know.
When this recording comes out, it'll be days away from the graduation ceremony.
It's going to be after, isn't it?
What? It's 2 weeks, isn't it?
This is going to be come out 2 weeks. We're coming to your house on the...
At the end of next week. Holy shit, it's the end of next week.
Yeah, dude. The 11th. The kids are getting off school, and then we're going to head up to the B&B or whatever.
The first 3 months of 2020 was one hell of a year. 2021, the first 3 months feels like 5 years.
Crazy. I know it has nothing to do with this episode. This is a weird theory I have.
All right.
So, you know how... As you get older, time seems to go faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's literally getting faster? And it's not just because I'm getting older, so it feels faster to me. What if it is actually getting faster somehow? So, like, my kids don't experience the same length of summer in their minds that I did. You know what I mean? And then by the time they're adults, summer will... It's just a... fucking blink of an eye, it's over.
Damn, I have to unpack that for a second. So if our grandparents' summers were just a little bit longer than
maybe
our
not,
parents.
Maybe not physically longer, but like...
Yes, it was. Physically. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. It's just weird how... Why does everybody experience time... I gotta sneeze. Like...
Bless you.
I am blessed. I have this podcast in my family. Yeah. My wife is not holding a gun to my head right now. But why do people experience, the older you get, why does time seem to go faster? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Like why? But what if it is just actually always being perceived ticking, quicker?
Ticking up just a little bit faster. That's interesting. Thank you for the nightmare I don't have tonight.
Yeah, so not physically. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the summer is what the summer is. It's that length, and that's what it is. But the actual minutes and seconds and all that shit speeding up somehow, I don't know. I don't know. It fucks me up thinking, like, this is not fair. Why is my summer gone in a fucking instance? And when I was a kid, summer lasted forever.
That's what it seems like, yeah. And then, you know, you're having the last week of school, and that lasted for an eternity. 1 week of school left, 5 days. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But now you're like, well, next Saturday we're going to do this thing. We already did the thing. Now we got to work again.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this year you and I were going on vacation different weeks. And, yep. You know, we're going to have to figure that out. But we're going to have to figure it out really fucking fast, because the way time works, it'll be my vacation before we fucking know it. And then my vacation comes, and then boom, it's your vacation. And it just fucking boom, 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 boom. Like, what is that?
It's gone. I don't know.
Does that?
Seconds are faster. The cycle of the patterns gets faster. I don't know.
Does it have to do with us getting older? I don't know. But it doesn't seem like it. That shouldn't play a role in the perception of time.
I don't know. Is it the perception of these landmark moments? Because we're in the 2020s, and my oldest child's about to graduate, and I can still see the moment to moments of my graduation. 21 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
21 years ago, that's two decades. It doesn't seem... What happened?
You know, when I met my wife, your daughter was like 5 years old, dude. She was maybe a little older, but she was young. I remember, I can say his name. They don't know who he is, but I remember Cody, when I first like met your parents... He was running around the house in just a diaper and a big afro.
Yeah, and now he's got a kid.
What? What? Time is fucked up.
A kid who's over a year old, I think.
What?
Is the kid over a year old? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Time goes so fast. I can barely keep track of what the fuck is going on around me.
I know. Time goes so fast. I don't know.
Ugh. Hell of a tangent. We should go back to Zimbabwe, where things were cool and calm for these kids that are watching this UFO thing happen.
Well,
what do they call it now? UAV.
UAP.
Is it UAP?
I think it's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena.
Okay.
Or it could be UAV. But a UAV is from Call of Duty. Let you know where your enemies are.
All right, fine. That's fictional, probably.
All right, so when we left you guys, the kids got the telepathic message, and they knew what they had seen. But so they all basically, they went and ran to get the teachers. So the teachers got dragged. Dragged? That does not seem right to me.
Seems a little riotous.
The word itself, it will never seem right to me. The teachers got dragged. I feel like the issues, they got drug.
Okay.
Drag doesn't, but I digress. You know.
What's the past tense of swim? Swam? Swum?
Swam.
Swammed. What? Swammed?
Swimmed.
Swimmed. I done swummed. I swummed out there.
Survived.
You should have done sainted. I swummed.
The past tense is survived or died. I was swimming.
I was out there in water, and now I'm here today. That's all you need to know. Yep.
I was out there in the water. I survived. I was out there in the water. I died.
Oh, because we're not telling that story.
So the teachers got dragged from their meeting area to where the sighting is.
Drugged.
And one teacher said, "I was very skeptical in the beginning, and then while they believed the children had seen something, they thought a more rational explanation was, you know, they were like,
yeah,
there's got to be something else. Like, they saw something, but not what they think they saw.
You know, you guys are 10, right? It's probably just the boogeyman." Yeah. "No, Mr. Teacher, it was not the boogeyman."
So, the headmaster, which I guess is like a principal here in the States, he thought it...
Superintendent, maybe? Something like that.
I think he's
they all live in the same building.
Yeah. He thought they were telling the truth, but he's figured it would be best to just ignore it. we're not going to touch that. So, nice job.
You know, I saw something one time. "Well, you did." "No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No.
Oh, I thought we were about to get into something here. I thought you were saying you saw something.
No, the headmaster.
And he, like, turns away and, like, looks at the scar on his arm. It's shaped like a fucking triangle.
And he pulls his sleeve down. "Go on, children. Tell me."
I never said. This event took place on a Friday.
And very specific?
I didn't go back and look. I could easily do this, and I chose not to because I'm a lazy fuck. It was... I saw it was September 16th, 1994.
Okay.
But anyway, it happened on a Friday, and over the weekend, the school received several phone calls from concerned parents wanting to know, like, "Yo, what the fuck happened to my kid on Friday morning?
What are you guys doing out there?"
Yeah, this guy, he's, you know, he saw some weird little fucking tiny guy with weird hair and huge eyes. He beamed a thought into his fucking brain. Like, what happened? You didn't call me? You didn't tell me that there was a fucking active brain shooter here? Like, what the fuck is going on? So then...
Where's my one call message? Damn it.
Yeah. If anything happens at our school, like where our kids go, we get a text, we get a phone call, we get an email. It, like, if anybody has ever seen The Office, it's like a woof. I know you've never seen it, but the guy Ryan... tries to start a company called Woof. So every time you send a message, it goes to your fax, your email, your fucking... it literally goes through everything. That's what it is with our school today. Just...
Yeah.
They send a message, it's a phone call, a fucking voicemail, an email, a text, this, and then that.
All the communications.
But this guy was like, "Nah, let's ignore it. That might have been an alien, but it's... just... shh. You know, that's what he did. Just shh.
Go back to the arithmetic. Come. Let's go."
So I guess the school was like, "All right, fine. We'll call somebody." So they called, they decided to contact Cynthia Hind or Hind. It's H-I-N-D. And
just a person?
Well, Hind, along with Dr. John Mack, spoke to the children.
Okay.
And they, well, so I guess.
They didn't contact the Zimbabwean Air Force, I guess. Is that a thing? That's probably not a thing. Is that a thing?
Why do you think it's not a thing? You don't think they have planes there? Will? Huh? Wow.
Air Force. I'm sure they have airplanes, but I don't know if they have an entire force to enforce the airplanes.
They might have a force.
Don't go into the Zimbabwean airspace. I'm just saying. Just don't do it.
They might have the most powerful air force of them all, and they have maybe their fighter jets or UFOs, and maybe
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen Black Panther?
I saw a little bit of it, and then I don't know. I think like a kid interrupted me, and I never went back to it. But I know the part you're talking about, like with the. The portals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hind, along with Dr. John Mack, separated the kids and they spoke to them individually so they could piece the true story together, which is how you do any investigation involving witnesses.
Sure.
And Mack stated that he was positive of the kids' sincerity and believed they were all of sound mind.
So there was not a polygraph test.
Well, not...
Because Africa.
Not as far as I know. Yeah. But Mac exclaimed, he said, they describe these events like a person talks about something that has really happened to them.
Okay.
Like, and they're kids. Like, these are little kids. They're not, you know, they're not pros in the art of deception yet. We're like, us adults, we can bullshit around things. And, I mean, if we're talking to an investigator, they might see through that. But, like, these are kids. So if they're like... No, I didn't see anything. They're not going to be able to trick a true investigator.
Right. There's going to be some sort of like telltale signs, just a gesture or something.
A smirk or, you know, just stuttering, shit like that, yeah. You know, they don't have a thumbtack in their shoe, stepping on it, trying to not laugh at the seriousness of it.
Right. So if you're looking to the bottom left, you're probably lying or something like that.
Yeah.
If you look up to the top right, then maybe, you know, there's truth to it.
Yeah, every time you lie, you rub your nose or some, you know.
Yeah, there might be some sort of sign.
That's so...
Anyway.
That's pretty interesting shit to me. How
that whole science?
How people do that, just subconsciously. And
how people can read it, too.
Yeah, like, but not even... You don't even have to... like move your hands or whatever, like when you lie, like your eyes like jitter a little bit or something, like, or just something you don't even know you're doing, and people pick up a fucking bizarre. So cool.
Crazy.
So many of the kids described to them of receiving telepathic communication from the being, saying, here's a quote, all of a sudden it was just like imaging going through my head, a message, telepathic communication. Another said that aliens had arrived to tell us we don't look after our planet properly.
Well, okay. So that's very interesting. That quote, that line there, being that they went to it. All right, maybe I'm just a stupid, white, ignorant American. But it seems like to me, I'm probably assuming, stereotyping, maybe, Zimbabwe is not quite as advanced as other parts of the world. Zimbabwe does not look like New York City is, I guess, a fair assumption, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that would be my guess.
I apologize if I'm real fucking ignorant right here. But I'm assuming whatever they're doing in Zimbabwe is not the... pollution that comes out of even New York or Hong Kong or I don't know, but you know what I'm trying to say. Why would they go there and be like, well, your planet's kind of fucked up? I'm like, what are we doing wrong? We're building windmills to power electricity from sticks.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. They're probably not as, I don't know for sure, but they're probably not as down on the, I don't want to say totem pole, but they're probably not down at the bottom as you're, like, they're not.
They're not third world country. They're like.
Yeah, they're not like Ethiopia. Second.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, why go there when they could show up to China and be like, look, you guys are fucking things up. Like, look at all this pollution.
Right.
But I wonder if maybe they've, maybe they've tried.
Probably. Could be. And then that's when whoever they contacted, whoever they come in contact with, they're like, man, I saw this thing. Whoop. Straight jacket for you. Goodbye. We'll bury you in a hole.
Well, I mean, apparently they came to Eisenhower, had a meeting with Eisenhower, and was like, stop.
Was that the nuclear agreement?
Yeah, stop it with the nukes, and we'll give you this technology. That was the Nordics. And then the Greys came, and they were like, you can keep doing what you're doing, but just let us experiment on some cows and shit, you know? And Eisenhower's like, cool, I like, yeah. As long as I can keep bombing people, I'm good with that.
That's effed. Ugh. So we got the psychologist in there talking to those kids. The psychologist? Is that what those,
well,
the doctor?
They're both in the UFO research field. Dr. John Mack, I got it further down in my notes here. He was a Harvard graduate, an experienced psychiatrist, and also a UFO researcher. But apparently, these kids also saw images of the end of the world.
Okay, damn.
Where, quote, all the trees would go down and nobody would be able to breathe, end quote.
That's a little bit scary.
It sounds pretty nuclear to me, dude.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, remember the old video of the nuclear blast where the wave hits the trees in the cabin or whatever? You know, the old, I think it's in like sepia, or it might be in black and white, but it blasts through that.
Just blows the cabin away and all the trees just fall flat.
Yeah, so it makes me think of like, and nobody can breathe. Is it because the trees are gone, or is it because of all the dust, all the radioactive debris in the atmosphere? And you know what I mean? Like, in the air, you just can't breathe.
It's probably a hot combination of all that. If the trees aren't producing oxygen, if they're not giving off oxygen, and there's dust in the air, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. So Max said the body language of the kids, as well as the tone in their voices, were all consistent, which led him to believe that they had been telling the truth.
So that might be what scared the younger kids. Like, well, you're all going to die.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I mean, maybe they did try to communicate with them, but they couldn't handle it. Like,
die equals bad. Monster, run away.
Yeah. You're going to kill me? Like, you're showing me
bad.
Our death as a race or as a species, you're evil.
Yeah, monster. Run away.
The children, they also drew pictures of what they had seen, and they're not identical, but the research team believed that they were close enough to one another to lend credence to the encounter. Like, I've seen the pictures. You can look up the pictures that the kids drew, and they're not identical. And I would almost argue that they're not all very close. But I don't, okay. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a UFO researcher. But they're close enough. I mean, like we said in the beginning, you're not going to get 62 kids to stick with this story and tell the adults. And then you're also not going to get 62 kids together and say, draw what happened, and they all draw something similar. Like, maybe the craft was off, maybe the being was off, maybe there was a tree that was here that wasn't actually there. You know what I mean? So that's why the pictures look a little off to me. Now, this is very interesting to me. One of the kids told Mac that the entity told him / her, I later found out it was a her, that the human race should not be so quote-unquote technologed. One word.
Okay.
And I was thinking, like, I'm not sure if that means we shouldn't be using technology at all, shouldn't be so, enthralled in it, or simply shouldn't know about it at all. And I think we had a similar discussion about this in maybe the Book of Enoch.
Oh, well, even in Enoch, they're like, maybe humans shouldn't even learn to read.
Right, yeah. So this is a similar, we had the same conversation, I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's very interesting. So it was not a religious experience. This was some sort of other experience that these kids had, and it's almost the same message.
Or was it religious?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's interesting you say that. The whole idea of non-human entities out there that are not some sort of god or angel or something controlling the cycles, these patterns of Earth... There's not some sort of, if you follow science, there's not some sort of being sweeping across the skies, deciding when it's going to be spring and then summer and then fall and then winter. It's a cycle. It's a pattern in, well, could science is a religion? Yeah, could it be? So aliens are now a different kind of religious being? If could be.
But it makes you wonder if it was always that.
If it was always aliens. If you go down that path, that it was always non-humans.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
it kind of makes sense. And even even multiple different non-humans. So Africa area evolved one way, the Asian area as we know it, African as we know it, Asian area as we know it, all evolved a different way, and now all these that were once in a separate entities, they're all a human race now, and we can intermingle.
But it does make me wonder, because people say we got technology from aliens.
Yeah.
So why would aliens come here and say we shouldn't? Well,
oh,
so okay. Emily Trim, Trim is her last name, T-R-I-M. She was the one who said we shouldn't be so technologed. And she claims that she saw images of technology and how humans were using it the wrong way. So basically, we're using what we have been given in the wrong way.
Interesting.
But why would...
So instead of using what we have learned to better ourselves, we're simply entertaining ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to us saying technology is fucking us. It's the evil that is our world.
Huh.
If we used it properly, if we used this technology to make the entire world better, instead of using it to fucking destroy other countries, bomb other countries, kill each other, do all this other shit.
Spy on each other for greed, and all we want to do is influence or collect money or be the better person or be better as in, but not in a good way, but be a bigger, badder other person with power. Power and money and greed.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm better than you because I have this technology.
Yeah. Don't fuck with me because I can drop a bomb on you and I can kill your whole country. What are we doing?
Right.
Instead of putting our efforts into that shit, maybe we should be putting it into something else.
Right.
Well, not maybe. We should.
Even when, what fascinates me for an aspect of this, I guess, when the PS3 came out, there was I think it was part of the U.S. military that took a room full of PS3s with all that computing power to do a single task. Because it was cheaper to buy a gaming console with that power in it already to do this thing, as opposed to building a supercomputer by itself. Instead of buying all the little pieces to put it together, the gaming console already has it in it. So if we took all those brains in the whole world, all of our phone technology, the gaming console technology, the computer technology, put it all together, we could already populate the solar system, for instance, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree with this story that we're using technology the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, even if you and I are using it the right way. I mean, we're using it to communicate, and that's okay. But, like, what is this for? Like, what could we use this for to better humanity? It's... I don't know. I'm down with this. I think we are using technology the wrong way. I think we are fucking up the planet. But I'm also, I don't think fucking electric cars is the way to go. I think we're fucking up the planet by over-foresting and shit like that.
I agree.
Over-harvesting.
Yeah. I don't know what the solution is, but I think we're doing it wrong at this point.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that we've snowballed now. Now we've started heading down the hill as a snowball, and we might be fucked.
And now we want to go to Mars.
Well, there's theories that we came from Mars. That we fucked that planet up. We came here. Now we fucked this one up. Now we want to go back there.
And unfuck it up?
I mean, essentially, that's what they want to do, right? They want to terraform it.
So now we figured out how to unfuck it up now that we fucked it up. So we go back.
And then once this one completely dies, we'll be at Mars, we'll kill that one, and we'll just bounce back to this one.
Every few generations, we just swap planets.
Yeah.
Few generations.
Oh.
A little bit more than few.
Yeah, give or take.
All right. Is that?
Yeah, that's.
Is that all you?
Yeah. Well, I do want to mention Cynthia Hine died in 2000, and Dr. John Mack died in 2004. He was hit by a drunk driver. So I just wanted.
Seems a little suspicious.
Well, yeah, but I just wanted to mention that.
Well, then I highly recommend people looking into the story. How do they find it? Because I'm pretty sure all you started with was Zimbabwe, 1994.
Yeah, 62
kids.
So if you look up the, well, I guess you can look up Ariel UFO incident. It's Ariel UFO.
Okay.
You can find it. It's in Rua, Zimbabwe. Ruwa, and then Zimbabwe.
All right. Hell of a thing.
Yep.
And it makes you, there's a lot of deep thinking.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, well, tell us what you think about that. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all bring on the weird.
Yeah. If you want some merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird. You can go to tpublic.com and search Bring On The Weird. Or, as we mentioned in the beginning, go to zazzle.com. What is it? /store/bringontheweird?
Yep. That one seems pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.